Bridging Worlds: Education, Faith, and Family Ties, written by Nick Dima. In the opening segment, I talk about skipping kindergarten and entering first grade. Chapter 1 of my life at PS34 was more than an account of a child's first day at school. It was the beginning of a lifelong quest for knowledge, understanding, and a place within the greater narrative of the world. As Linda, my sister, and I parted ways at the classroom door, a new chapter of my life began, marked by the lessons learned both within and beyond the school's corridors. Painting a vibrant picture of my early school days at PS34 John Harvard in Hollis, Queens, in 1967. It was a journey like leaving the comfort of a mother's womb, stepping into a world filled with curiosity and the thrill of the unknown. The first strides into the schoolyard were electrifying. Each step crackled with the excitement of embarking on a new adventure, of making new friends, and of days filled with laughter and games. Then, I was not just walking into a building. I was diving headfirst into a sea of possibilities, eager to explore every friendship to be made, every corner of the playground, and every new idea to be discovered in the classrooms. The neighborhood, alive with its distinct rhythms and colors, set a dramatic stage for a journey of immense discovery and personal growth. PS34 was more than a school. It was a grand arena where I learned the value of camaraderie, the joy of exploration, and the beauty of learning in a world beyond the familiar confines of home. As I navigated through the throng of unfamiliar faces and the myriad of games, each day unfolded like a page from an unwritten book, vibrant with the promise of untold stories. This period in our life was a foundational epic, a treasure trove of experiences that shaped our outlook on life and kindled a lifelong quest for knowledge, understanding, and the essence of human connection. In every encounter and discovery, I found pieces of themselves and the world around them, painting their early education at PS34 with broad strokes of excitement, exploration, and enlightenment. This chapter is a testament to the boundless wonder of childhood and the profound impact of our first steps into the wider world, forever etching the school halls and playgrounds in their memory as the beginning of an extraordinary journey. During this colorful journey into school life, a crucial moment unfolded, one that would forever alter my path through the bustling halls of PS34 John Harvard. Amid the sea of new faces and the myriad experiences of starting school, I was introduced to a figure who would become both a mentor and a familial beacon within the educational landscape, Aunt Connie, an administrator at the school who was also, by a delightful twist of fate, my dad's brother's wife. This revelation added layers to my school experience, intertwining family ties with academic pursuits in an unexpected synthesis. Aunt Connie, with her dual role as an educator and family member, provided a unique form of guidance and support. Her presence in the school environment was akin to a lighthouse, offering a sense of direction and comfort amidst the ebullient and sometimes chaotic waves of school life. The day of their introduction was etched in my memory, a confluence of personal and educational worlds that highlighted the interwoven fabric of community and learning. Aunt Connie's warm smile and knowing glance conveyed a silent promise of support and understanding, making the vast, intimidating world of PS34 seem a little more navigable. This familial connection within the school's walls was a source of pride and motivation. It fostered a deeper engagement with school life, encouraging me to explore new horizons with the assurance that I was not alone in their journey. Through Aunt Connie, I discovered the powerful blend of education and family support, a foundation that would underpin their growth and development throughout their early school days and beyond. Aunt Connie mastered the art of supporting professional boundaries while offering personal support. She understood the importance of not showing favoritism in the school environment, ensuring that all students felt equally valued and supported. This delicate balance was achieved through her unwavering commitment to her duties as an administrator and her innate sense of empathy and fairness. In her professional role, Aunt Connie was known for her dedication, efficiency, and innovative approaches to education. She engaged in curriculum planning, faculty coordination, and student welfare programs, proving her commitment to creating a nurturing and effective learning environment for all students. In this segment, I talk about the family closeness of Aunt Connie and Uncle Jimmy throughout my younger years. Aunt Connie and my Uncle Jimmy held a special place within my family dynamics, serving as a testament to the deep-rooted connections and support systems that often characterize family relationships. My growing years brought the realization of just how intertwined our lives were, underscoring the depth of their closeness to my family. This closeness was not just in geographical terms, given that they didn't live far, but also in the emotional and supportive roles they played in my life. Uncle Jimmy's career as an Army recruiter added another layer to this relationship, likely imbuing it with a sense of respect and admiration for his dedication and service. His career choice might have also brought about unique stories, insights, and a perspective on life that influenced my family's views and values. The proximity of their home to mine meant that Aunt Connie and Uncle Jimmy were more than just relatives. They were an integral part of my everyday life, perhaps involved in celebrations, emergencies, and casual visits that knit the fabric of family life tighter. As I reminisce about my childhood and the kinship I shared with my family, the memories from Uncle Jimmy's house during the holidays, especially the 4th of July, stand out vividly in my mind. These occasions were steeped in tradition and joy, encapsulating the warmth and closeness of my family bonds. The elaborate celebration of the 4th of July at Uncle Jimmy's was a highlight, characterized by the spectacular display of fireworks that lit up the night sky, the mouth-watering aroma of a whole pig barbecuing slowly over a fire, and the laughter and camaraderie shared amongst family members. These gatherings were not just about the celebration of a national holiday. They were a testament to the strength and love within my family, fostering unforgettable memories and lifelong bonds. Cousin Jimmy's skill on the drums, Cousin Stephen's keen interest in cars, and Cousin Laura's playful teasing and tickling were quintessential parts of these gatherings, each contributing to the tapestry of family life and the memories I cherish. These interests and interactions highlight the distinct personalities within my family, highlighting the diversity of characters and passions that made each gathering unique and memorable. Laura's teasing and tickling underscored the lighthearted and fun-loving atmosphere that prevailed during these family occasions, reminding me of the deep-seated affection and familiarity that defined my relationships with my cousins. These moments of joy, laughter, and shared interests not only strengthened my bonds with Jimmy, Stephen, and Laura, but also anchored my sense of belonging and identity within the family. Looking back, these memories serve as vivid reminders of the happy times I spent with my cousins and the significant role that Uncle Jimmy's household played in my family's traditions. The experiences shared during these holiday gatherings, particularly the 4th of July, have left an indelible mark on my heart, reflecting the essence of family and the enduring love that ties us all together. Okay, enough about my family. In this segment, I talk about my transition from public school to Catholic school. Transitioning to St. Joachim and Anne Catholic School stood for a significant shift in my educational and personal development. Founded in 1924, the school's mission to provide a Christ-centered education in Queens Village, New York, encapsulated more than the academic and technological advancement it sought to foster. It stood for a comprehensive approach to learning, grounded in values of love, justice, and peace, deeply rooted in Catholic tradition. The experience of wearing uniforms was not merely about conformity or discipline. It symbolized a sense of belonging and unity among the students, emphasizing the collective journey in faith and learning. This external uniformity mirrored the internal alignment with the school's values, bridging individual differences to create a cohesive and inclusive community. For me, the focus on learning about God, Jesus, and Mary was a novel aspect of education. It introduced to me the core tenets of Catholic faith, intertwining religious teachings with the academic curriculum. This integrated approach was instrumental in shaping my personal values, ethical compass, and understanding of spirituality in everyday life. The stories, teachings, and rituals became part of my daily routine, embedding in me the principles of compassion, service, and moral integrity that are central to Catholic education. Although my parents were not overtly religious, their decision to enroll me in St. Joachim and Anne Catholic School stemmed from a deep-seated belief in the importance of faith-based education. They recognized the value of instilling in me a keen sense of Catholic identity and the significance of praising God. This choice reflected their desire for me to grow up with a grounded moral framework, one that could guide me through life's challenges and decisions with grace and purpose. This period of my life at St. Joachim and Anne Catholic School was more than just an academic journey. It was a transformative experience that extended beyond the classroom walls. It cultivated in me an appreciation for spiritual growth, community service, and the pursuit of justice and peace. The teachings and values imparted by the school have remained with me, shaping my character and influencing how I navigate the complexities of the world with faith and conviction. During my time at St. Joachim and Anne Catholic School, the educational atmosphere was significantly shaped by the presence of old school nuns who were known for their stern and serious demeanor, particularly about behavior and the importance of conducting oneself in a godly manner. This approach to discipline and morality was reflective of the era where religious education tended to emphasize strict adherence to values, rules, and the teachings of the Catholic faith. These nuns, many of whom belonged to orders with long traditions of dedication to education and service, imbued the school environment with a sense of solemn respect for religious practices and the virtues of humility, obedience, and reverence. Their methods, which might have seemed austere by today's standards, were rooted in a belief in the transformative power of discipline and the formation of character in line with Christian principles. Classes often extended beyond the academic to include lessons in ethics, morality, and the practical application of faith in daily life. The nuns were not just educators, but moral guardians, tasked with guiding my and my peers towards spiritual maturity and a deep-seated sense of personal responsibility to live according to the teachings of Jesus Christ. This strict, yet well-intentioned, educational environment highlighted the importance of confession, prayer, attending Mass, and other sacramental practices. It aimed to instill in me a lifelong commitment to faith, an understanding of right and wrong, and an unwavering dedication to living a life that reflected Christian values. While the strictness of the nuns could be challenging, it was also instrumental in creating a disciplined learning environment. Their approach was part of a broader aim to cultivate individuals who were not only academically proficient, but also morally upright and spiritually grounded. This period of my education, marked by stringent expectations and a firm emphasis on godly behavior, played a crucial role in shaping my character, instilling in me a sense of discipline, respect for authority, and a deep appreciation for the tenets of my faith. My journey of faith deepened as I embraced the role of an altar boy at my church, marking a significant step in my spiritual and community life. Being an altar boy not only brought me closer to the sacred rituals of the Catholic faith, but also enmeshed me in the fabric of my community, taking part in its milestones, joys, and sorrows. Helping the priest during services, I was at the heart of both celebratory occasions like weddings, where love and companionship were sanctified, and the solemnity of funerals, where I saw the community coming together in grief and reflection on the ephemeral nature of life. Christmas time, with its extraordinary sense of holiness, stood out as a time of special significance. The church, adorned with lights and symbols of the Nativity, became a focal point for celebration, drawing families together to rejoice in the birth of Jesus Christ. As an altar boy, my role during these services was imbued with a sense of participating in something ancient and profound, as I helped conduct the liturgy that retold the story of hope and redemption. The atmosphere was electrifying, filled with carols and prayers, as the community celebrated one of its most cherished holidays. Also, Easter, commemorating the resurrection of Jesus, was another pinnacle of my church involvement. The ceremonies and rituals associated with Holy Week, from the solemnity of Good Friday to the joyous Alleluias of Easter Sunday, were enriched by my participation. Being an altar boy during this season allowed me to be intimately involved in the profound mystery and joy of Christianity's most important celebration. The transition from the contemplation of death to the exaltation of resurrection encapsulated the core of Christian faith, and I were at the heart of this transformative experience, aiding in rituals that celebrated life, renewal, and hope. My experiences as an altar boy not only enriched my faith, but also provided a profound sense of belonging and purpose. In happy times and sadder times, I played a vital role in my church, contributing to the spiritual life of my community and developing a deeper understanding of my faith's rituals and ceremonies. These experiences have left an indelible mark on my personal growth and spiritual journey, offering me unique insights into the communal and transcendent aspects of religious life. The transition from St. Joachim and Anne Catholic School marked a significant turning point in my educational journey. With the completion of sixth grade, the contemplation of next steps brought to the fore the limitations imposed by financial considerations in accessing further Catholic education. The prospect of attending Chaminade, a prestigious private Catholic high school in Mineola, Long Island, was met with the stark reality of its financial inaccessibility to my family. This moment underscored a broader issue many families face when educational opportunities are gated by economic barriers. The contemplation of public schooling became the focal point of my family's decision-making process, introducing a distinct set of considerations influenced by the socio-cultural and economic makeup of my neighborhood. The possibility available, Andrew Jackson High School, reflected broader societal issues, notably the racial dynamics that characterized the school environment. The prevalence of racism and the reversal of racial majority-minority status presented a challenging landscape, emblematic of the racial tensions and disparities prevalent in many communities during this period. In this segment, my dad's decision to move to Elmont, Long Island, my family's decision to move to Elmont was driven by a desire to provide a safer and more conducive educational environment, reflecting a common narrative among families seeking better opportunities for their children. This move was not just a change in geographical location, but a strategic decision motivated by the aspiration for a more positive and supportive educational experience. Elmont presented a new beginning, an opportunity to engage with a different community and school setting that promised to be more aligned with my family's hopes for my educational journey. The decision to move, influenced by the socioeconomic and racial dynamics of the available school options, underscores the complexities families navigate in seeking quality education for their children. It highlights the impact of socioeconomic status on educational access and the profound effects of racial and cultural disparities on schooling choices and experiences. This pivotal moment in my life story reflects broader themes of social mobility, the pursuit of opportunity, and the challenges of navigating spaces of racial and economic diversity. My journey through Elmont Memorial High School, marked by its challenges and triumphs, significantly shaped the person I've become today. Starting at the early age of 13, my role as a paperboy instilled in me a strong work ethic and sense of responsibility. This early foray into the working world laid a foundation for my resilience and ability to navigate the complexities of adolescence and early adulthood. While the confrontation with the wannabe gangsters of my group presented obstacles, these experiences taught me valuable lessons in patience, growth, and the complexities of human behavior. Over time, many years later, seeing their maturity and development provided a broader perspective on the paths people take and the potential for change within individuals. My outgoing personality appeared to be a crucial asset, opening doors to varied social circles and activities. Although sports were a part of my high school experience, it was my engagement with diverse groups that truly defined my time at Elmont Memorial. The interaction with one group that was deeply invested in music and another that was enthralled with cars, painting, repairing, and racing served as pivotal points of influence that steered me towards my future career in the automotive industry. These formative experiences at Elmont Memorial High School did more than just fill my days with activities. They were instrumental in honing my interests and passions. My involvement in these different cliques not only enriched my high school experience, but also laid the groundwork for my career path. The firsthand experience with cars, coupled with the camaraderie and shared enthusiasm with peers, ignited a passion within me for the automotive sector. This period of my life was crucial in shaping my identity, career aspirations, and my approach to future challenges and opportunities. The lessons learned, friendships forged, and interests developed during my time at Elmont Memorial High School have had a lasting impact, proving the profound influence of high school experiences on personal and professional development. My journey through these years reflects the intricate process of discovering and pursuing one's passions, shaped by a confluence of people, interests, and experiences. Concluding the first chapter of this journey through my life, up to the age of 18, sets the stage for an exciting chapter ahead. The foundational experiences detailed in this chapter, from the familial bonds and early education in Queens, to the spiritual growth and community engagement at St. and Joachim Catholic School, and finally, to the formative high school years at Elmont Memorial, have all contributed to the rich tapestry of my life. These stories of perseverance, discovery, and growth have not only shaped my character, but have also prepared me for the adventures that lie ahead. As we close this chapter, we look forward to Chapter 2, The Good Time, which promises to delve into the next phase of my life. This upcoming chapter will explore the continuation of my journey, where the lessons learned and the strengths gained in my early years begin to manifest into new experiences, achievements, and challenges. The anticipation of what is to come invites readers to reflect on the unpredictability of life's path and the valuable lessons that await in the journey of growth and self-discovery. The transition into adulthood and the experiences that await in this next chapter promise to be both intriguing and inspiring, displaying how the foundation laid in the first 18 years of life propels me into the future. The Good Time suggests not only a period of joy and success, but also a deeper exploration of what it means to find one's place in the world, pursue passions, and navigate the complexities of adulthood. Readers, stay tuned for Chapter 2, The Good Time, where the journey continues, filled with new adventures, challenges, and the inevitable growth that comes from embracing life's experiences.